CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Hey, honey. Honey, you up here? Oh, there you are, honey. Why didn't you... I'm sorry, darling. Were you sleeping?
No.
Oh, don't you feel well? Oh, golly, I hope you're not getting the flu.
I'm not sick.
Well, something wrong?
Everything.
Everything? What do you mean?
Oh, just anything you could even talk about. Just everything?
Oh, come on now, honey. Of course you can talk about it. I've never known you to be at a loss for words on any subject. Oh, honey, I'm just teasing. Here. Now, what did I say to make you cry? For Pete says, darling, I was just trying to be funny. Come on. This isn't like you to get so upset over nothing. Darling, I was just joking.
It's what you said. It's just everything.
Oh, here. Come on now. My goodness. Now then, well, what is it, huh? Tell me. You're a failure, Can't do anything right.
You should never married me.
And I never should have married you,
Don't know what to do.
You don't know what to do, Well, the first thing you're going to do is just cry it out, see? Then you're going to dry your eyes, and then you're going to tell me all about it. There. Now, I want you to stop this, you hear?
I'm trying to.
All right, now you tell me instantly what is wrong that brought on all this, and you start right at the beginning.
Oh, there isn't any beginning. There isn't even any end. There's just a middle that goes on forever.
Well, okay, you start at the middle then. First of all, why has Bobby been put to bed at 5 o'clock in the afternoon?
Well, he got into the garbage again, and I have just had enough of it.
Oh.
I spanked him so hard, I plunked him right into bed, and he howled and howled and finally fell asleep.
I see.
Betsy, I was so mad at her. She didn't even tell me she'd gotten an invitation to Janie Gordon's birthday party today. I was so embarrassed, and Mrs. Gordon had to phone me this morning to ask me if Betsy was coming.
Oh,
can you imagine?
Well, now, darling, I know, but that's not serious enough to get you this upset.
Those are minor details. The piano tuner arrived. He said he wondered if I forgot to put the brake on my car, so I rushed out. And sure enough, it slid down the little incline, squashing your rhododendrons, forgetting I'd left some eggs on the stove to hard boil. They boiled dry meantime and exploded all over the kitchen. The pan is black.
Oh, well, now, darling, I guess these things happen to everybody now and then.
Yes, now and then. With me, it's every day. Though I'm rushing madly all day long trying to dovetail everything. How to take Betsy to her dancing lesson and still be home to let the repairman in to fix the washing machine because that's the only time he can come. How to help write the circulars for my committee group and still write my own personal letters, which are pile up. I mean, why go on? And with all my rushing around, my planning, my making a million decisions, I can't seem to get everything done. There is no end.
Well, now, honey, I guess it's the same with everybody.
No, it isn't. That is the point. Came up here to lie down, feeling depressed enough, and then I happened to pick up this magazine. Look at it. Right there.
Huh?
4 pages of pictures. And an article on a Mrs. Smith. Look at her. Smiling, beaming, happy as a lark. I never worry. What is there to worry about? Laughed Mrs. Smith, pictured here with her husband. And 14 children.
14?
And who says she manages beautifully on her husband's take-home pay of $82.50 a week.
14 children?
14 children. That's 8 of their own. They adopted 6 more. Some refugee children, one Korean, one Chinese, one Japanese, one little Indian boy, Navajo, I think, and this little boy, Ungwa, is his name. He's a Javaro, 6 years old.
He's a what?
Javaro.
What's that?
From some headhunting tribe along the Amazon, Mrs. Smith's brother's a missionary down there and found the boy abandoned or something. Think of it! I never worries does Mrs. Smith, what is there to worry about? Here she has 8 children of her own, adopts 6 more, different races, different religions, different language problems, and 2 of these children are physically handicapped, even.
Yeah, well, I must say, they all look happy.
But how does she do it, dear?
Yeah, certainly looks like a full-time job.
A full-time job? Mrs. Smith, listen to this. Mrs. Smith is president of her PTA. She sings in the church choir, teaches Sunday school. She is active in Girl Scouts, League of Women Voters, chairman of the Community Fund, treasurer of the Women's Club, and she is a member of the American League of Pen Women. She writes poetry in her spare time. Spare time!
Let me see that.
Look at that.
Is this their house?
Oh, the house. Isn't it lovely? That's their house. They built it themselves.
Built it themselves?
Yeah, built it themselves. That's Mrs. Smith. Picture over there. Smiling, happy, pouring concrete. Pouring concrete.
Where's he?
All I can do to even change a fuse.
Now, darling, look. I
can't even smoothly manage one household, a husband and only 2 children, and at the same time try to take an active interest in civic affairs. The duty of every good citizen. Now, there's something wrong.
But, darling, don't you realize...
There's something wrong.
Don't you realize this woman is an exceptional woman? I mean, she's 1 in a million.
She isn't! I'm trying to tell you. This magazine comes out every month with stories about women who do 6 times what I'm doing. And on what appears to be a child's allowance, they support a family of 10. So discouraging, I can hardly bear it. Why wasn't I taught in school how to run a household instead of learning what Cicero said to the Roman senators, or why angle ACD is equal to angle BCE, or memorizing Shakespeare? Quality of mercy is not strain. A lot of good Shakespeare does me when simultaneously the doorbell rings, the telephone rings,
well,
and Betsy shrieks the dog is being sick in the middle of the living room rug. Bobby is...
Why does he always pick the living room rug?
I don't know. Maybe it's his favorite color. Well, anyhow, the point is I apparently have no system of organization. I tell you, this Mrs. Smith just puts me so to shame. I just honestly don't know how she does it.
Well, frankly, I don't either. Except for
what?
One thing.
What's
this
that?
Mrs. Smith has helped.
Help? Why,
yeah.
She does not.
No.
She does it all herself. She couldn't afford help.
No,
on
I know. The family helps. The children help. Especially the older children. Now, look, cooking, doing dishes, cleaning the house. They probably have fun doing it.
Betsy has fun helping up to a point.
Yeah, and do you know what the point is? I'll tell you now. We're into this. Now, don't get mad. The point is you criticize.
What?
You do, honey. I'm sorry, but you do. Now, look, I stopped helping you with the dishes and things myself because, well, I just never seemed to do anything right. I remember the day Betsy was going to surprise you, and she vacuumed the living room and dusted and did all that work, and she couldn't wait for you to come home.
Why, I told her how wonderful it was.
Sure. And that's all you should have said. But no. Now, you were sweet about it, I admit. But you pointed out things that she didn't do. I remember the look on that child's face that you just took all the joy out of what she did for you. All the joy.
Oh, dear, I guess you're right. That was wrong of me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, even so, it doesn't solve all these other problems.
No, honey, but basically it is what is wrong. Now, you're too darn fussy. You're too darn fussy, and it's not that important. I'm telling you now. Look, when you hire somebody to clean, why don't you just leave them alone? Let them do their work instead of following them around to see if they're doing it your way.
Well, dearie...
I mean, be more like this Mrs. Smith, and don't worry about it. Go do something else.
Well, honey...
Now, look, you insisted that Betsy make her bed each morning. All right, she did. Before long, you were in there criticizing. You were showing her how to do it better. Now I notice you're making it for her.
Well, dear, I got tired of nagging her. It's easier to do it myself than constantly
wrong.
Nag.
Now, I'm telling you, you told her she had to do it. Now, stick to it. You just wear yourself out. Look, I heard you with your committee group here the other day, and I heard somebody say, why don't you let me handle that? And I heard you say, oh, no, I think I can manage it all right.
Oh, well, that was Mabel.
Well,
she doesn't type as well as I do, dear.
Look, let Mabel do it anyhow. Delegate some authority instead of selfishly thinking your way is always the best way and you can do it better. You mad at me?
No. thinking.
All right, all right, all right. Now you just lie there and think and rest and relax. And don't you get up until Betsy and I call you that dinner is ready. You understand? We will get dinner tonight.
Oh, no, 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 dear, really. I mean, it's
yeah,
it just...
Yeah, see, now you think you can do it better. Right away, all right. Even if you can cook better, we are going to do it tonight. Now, look, I hear Bobby in there. I'll take him along with me. I imagine it's about time to pick Betsy up from the party. You stay put until we call you down to dinner. Those are orders.
Yes, sir.
Wonderful.
All right, now you stay out of the kitchen. Get out of the kitchen. Betsy and I are going to do the dishes.
Was it a good dinner, Mommy?
It was just wonderful, dear. The best dinner I ever had. Especially the lettuce and cucumber and tomato salad. Oh, it was just wonderful, Betsy.
Thank you.
And...
Daddy, can I wash dishes clean?
Oh, sure. Guess you'll have to stand on a chair or kneel on it. All right, out of the kitchen, Mommy. Go on.
Dear, get out. I mean, do you think she... you know, our good glasses,
oh,
honey.
Oh, please, Mommy. Daddy said I couldn't. You never let me.
Well, I knew, dear, but
yeah,
I
now
did...
you see. What did I tell you?
Well, I mean,
what did
she,
I tell
what
you?
What if she breaks a glass, dear? It
what
just...
if she does? And what if she doesn't? Why should she break a glass anyhow? I mean, you see, you worry about things before they even happen.
Well,
I don't know why.
Yes, I guess so. You're so right, dear, and I have been doing a lot of thinking about it. Okay, thanks for dinner and doing the dishes. It's just wonderful to merely go in and sit down and read the paper and relax.
Yeah.
It really is. And I thank you both.
Let's do this every Friday for Mommy. Shall we, Daddy?
Fine. It's a good idea. Every Friday is Mommy's night off.
Oh, well, that sounds delightful.
All right. Now, scat. Go on. Beat it. Get out of the kitchen. Go on, will you? All right. That'll do it. Well, now let's see. Oh, boy. Where to start with this mess? Well, put the butter away, I guess.
Daddy!
What?
It has to be covered. Never put things away in the refrigerator without covering them. Oh, here, I'll do it. You start scraping and use the rubber scraper. What's the matter?
Why, Shelley, you sound just like your mother.
Well, Mommy knows how to do these things and she told me.
Well, look, I know how to do dishes, too. Now, look, you get at your dishwashing, see, and start learning now not to be so darn bossy. Here, you start with the glasses.
Oh, Daddy, what will Mommy say?
Quiet. Listen. Shh. By golly, not a scream out of her. Betsy, you know something? Your mother is a wonderful woman. I hope you grow up to be just like her.
I do, too. Now, come on, Daddy. Let's do dishes, and please be careful.
Yeah, I will. Honest, I will, honey. Really.
Around the clock, skilled newsmen and CBS News bureaus evaluate with care the constant stream of bulletins and reports that pour in from hundreds of correspondents around the world. From this vast deluge of news, the top stories of the hour are condensed and edited so that over most of these stations, you may receive concise hourly reports on every important change in the global news picture. Hear up-to-the-minute news first, fast, via CBS News and this CBS radio station. The Couple Next Door stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.